Hello and welcome to Press TV News Analysis. I'm Kaveh Tafwai. In this news analysis, we're going to look at the holy pilgrimage of the Hajj. It is upon us once again, in which Muslims from 181 countries gather in Mecca, the largest yearly gathering of its kind in the world. Yet this year's Hajj is perhaps most significant since Muslims had to weather what Iran's leader has stated as extensive propaganda campaigns by the West with the aim of sowing discord, not only among Shias and Sunnis, but between Muslim governments.
La ilaha illallah!
Cries by the faithful of Allahu Akbar, God is greatest, resounding in the Arafat plain. It's Hajj season and millions of Muslims from around the world have converged on this holy land, the birthplace of Islam, to observe the annual ritual. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has, like previous years, spoken out on the occasion. In his message, Ayatollah Khamenei praised the swelling waves of Islamic awakening worldwide. The leader said, "The awakening promises a bright future for the Muslim Ummah." However, Ayatollah Khamenei cautioned that further growth depends on Muslims identifying their great inner potentials, which will help them reach their rightful place. The leader said the powerful torrent started 3 decades ago with the victory of the Islamic Revolution and establishment of the system of the Islamic Republic. He said Islam's great Ummah has continued on its march forward, removing the obstacles from its way and conquering new fronts. Elsewhere, Ayatollah Khamenei spoke of the plots against Muslims. He said the enemy's propaganda campaign to spread Islamophobia, its efforts to create discord among Muslim sects, to incite sectarian strife, and to pit Sunnis and Shias against each other are all panicked responses to the firm and steady progress of the Islamic Ummah toward enlightenment, honor, and freedom. The leader went on to elaborate on the waning power of the enemy and the rise of the Muslim Ummah. He said today, Israel no longer seems like an invincible monster, and the US and the West have ceased to be the final decision makers in the Middle East. He added that the Palestinian people exemplify resistance, the Lebanese people are the winners of the 33-day war, and the Iranian people are the flag bearers of the movement toward the crest. Ayatollah Khamenei said this promising situation should inspire Muslims to keep marching on toward the ideal future with ever greater confidence.
Well, let's talk about the Hajj. Joining us from London, we have Sheikh Babakar Ahmed, who's a religious scholar joining us. From Beirut, Bilal Farhat, and a Hezbollah MP. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us. Let me go to London first and talk about generals and then get down to specifics. Sheikh Ahmed, if you can tell us, what does the Hajj symbolize?
Well, the Hajj, a'udhu billahi tarajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I wish to wish every Muslim around the world a happy Eid day tomorrow, inshallah. But Hajj symbolizes the unity of the Muslim and the unity of the Creator. When we talk about Tawheed and Allah being one, we try to make this by coming together from all over the world, different people of different colors, different tongues, different backgrounds, different cultures. The only thing that is uniting them is the one God. And Hajj to them is the means of unity in doing that, which will make them live a happier, prosperous life in this world, and hopefully successful life in the hereafter.
Mr. Bilal Farhat, millions of Muslims attending the Hajj. In your opinion, what signal does that send to all those who are working, as Iran's leader has stated, to create discord among Muslims?
Good afternoon, and kul aam wa antum bkhair for this sacrification day coming tomorrow for all Muslims around the world. It's so simple that the power of Islam that is spreading around all the world, where all knowledgeable people, they come across this religion, and they understand the real fact and the real understanding how much Islam is important for the human being, the only way they try to do is to create all the kind of sectarian fights between the Muslims or to create the Islamophobia. That's what they do. And I think this will never win, because people, the more they understand Islam, the more they come across, because it's a religion that teach the human how to be a real human and tell the human that it belongs to one God, that it is the same for all religion around the world. Whether he is a Christian or is a Jew, it's only one God. And I think this power that exists with Islam has created a lot of people to try to go across and to understand it. But this is not in favor of people whom would like to take advantage of the other people, whatever they belong to, whether they are Muslim or they are Christians around the world. And I think the pictures coming from Palestine or coming from Iraq or even from Lebanon can explain all what I'm saying about.
Well, we're going to break that down a little bit more. But before that, Sheikh Ahmed, I mean, it's critical that we examine the current situation. If you can tell us, how would a wedge between Muslim governments benefit the West, as some of their actions are indicating?
Can you please repeat the question again?
I'd like to find out from you, how would a wedge between Muslim governments benefit the West?
Well, to be honest with you, the Quran is clear about that. When the Quran states that we should not dispute with one another, we should not fight one another, otherwise we will fail. And I believe when Muslims are fighting one another, when governments are not working for the benefits of the people who are truly inclined towards doing the best for the communities, then we have a problem. And that problem is where we see our Muslim people suffering, are unable to live their life in peace, they are not living a prosperous life. So we need to be very, very careful. We, as Muslims, we know the truth. We understand the unity of our communities is an indication of our faith in our heart in the one God. And therefore, I believe if there is anything that we can learn, is that we should never, never allow anybody to put a wedge between us, because that wedge will destroy us and will never make our people live the happy life that they need to live. So I believe in this day and age, the Muslims should be more awake and more under, especially the leaders of the Muslim world. They should always try their best to work together and find that which will unite them. Hajj, in fact, is for that reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. When the Muslims will come to the Hajj period in the Hajj area, they come there to see benefits for themselves. And this benefit can be seen in the unity of all races, as I said earlier, all tongues, all cultures. What is uniting them is the one God, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. Okay? Here we are, our Lord, here we are. We are answering your call.